I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
The Running of the Bulls is brought to you by Head & Shoulders. You won't have dandruff after getting gored by a bull because all you'll have left is your Head & Shoulders.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Democrats demanding Labor Secretary Alexandra Ocasio resign. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If he refuses to resign, President Trump should fire him.
The president saying he feels bad about the situation and will look into it.
This all goes back to when Acosta was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida and cut a deal with Jeffrey Epstein, which saw him go to jail for 13 months on prostitution charges rather than face federal charges of child sex trafficking.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. A federal appeals court in New Orleans hearing arguments in a challenge to Obamacare.
At issue, does Congress's repeal of tax penalties for those who choose not to buy health insurance mean the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional? A group of states, led by Texas, argues it does. The opposing side, led by California, is defending the existing system.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
Figures California would support an existing piece of crap. What moron?
Speaking of California,
it's the end of the world as we know it.
Earthquake by the earth move under my feet.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Shake it up.
We're going to shake things up.
Make sure you shake your head.
Shake it up. Baby, hold on to me.
And the walls come tumbling down.
Yeah, the house is a rocking.
I'm all shook up.
Cause the walls start shaking. The house is cranking.
I can't seem to stand on my own two feet.
The organist at the Los Angeles Dodger game, I don't know if you saw the video over the long weekend when that earthquake happened. It was in the desert, so they weren't particularly close, but they felt it in L.A. The cameras kind of bouncing up and down from center field. And the organist at Dodger Stadium had the presence of mind to play I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. Just like that. That's good stuff. It is 5 after 5. We have a major traffic issue to address. This developing on I-65. Let's go straight to Mr. Balaki for the latest.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch, checking out your afternoon traffic, and the interstates are really busy this afternoon, especially near the interchange. We have an accident on I-65 southbound right at the Northern Boulevard, so that's slowing things down there. And it looks like the police have pretty much cleared up the accident at I-85 north and the interchange, but the traffic is still very thick through that area, so please use caution as you pass through. If you're on the boulevard, things seem to be moving along pretty well this afternoon. We don't see a lot of problems for you. The biggest hang-ups we see inside of Montgomery are on Madison Avenue as you approach Ann Street and Federal Drive, also on Taylor Road, and we see a little jam up around Chantilly Parkway and I-85. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems, not only to keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Representative Stephen Smith, congressman from right next door in Georgia. Gavin Newsom is whining and moaning in California. You know, whatever the craziest, dumbest position they can take on something, they do. The Trump administration is going to court today to try and overturn the entire Affordable Care Act, which should have been done when Roberts had the chance to do it. Oh, it's a tax? That's exactly what it was. 133 million with pre-existing conditions could lose coverage. You mean like that great policy you were able to get a $7,000 deductible? I gotta hate to see you lose that. What a, asshats they are. We have Izzy in the studio with us. She's here to learn today. She's kind of hanging out, and you're welcome. But maybe we could, you know, if you want to intern.
Oh, I'd be fine with that. That'd be great.
I need all the help I can get on this show, and so does young Joey over here. Anyway, so Newsom is bitching about this attempt by Trump. It, you know, they repealed the mandate and all that stuff. Smith says to Newsom, your state has typhus, tuberculosis, and hepatitis epidemics winding through its homeless communities, but you claim to care about health. Give it up, con man. We're reforming your lousy health plan. It is unbelievable, some of the images I've seen from California. Block after block after these tent encampments, and diseases that hadn't been in the U.S. for years are now making a big comeback.
And I don't think it's just run-of-the-mill homeless, like people are down and out for a little while.
No.
I think, well, this largely has to do with California had to release a lot of their prison population. A lot of that prison population probably should have been in mental institutions, not prison. Now they're on the streets. And then drug use as well, combined with mental issues, is it's a toxic mix.
Well, and then when you throw open the door to people who just break into the country illegally and then obligate yourself to house and feed them. We have a little thing on the weather here, significant weather advisory. Hang on, I got to find out where this is. There has been some stuff marching from the northeast to the southwest along the I-85 corridor. Let me see what this says. At 5:07, Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm near Lounsboro, 10 miles north of Hainville, moving southwest at 20. Pea-sized hail in that particular storm. Quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler here in the studio. A lot of the stuff that was off to the east of us has kind of rained itself out. Most of the activity is still, you know, there is one sizable storm. Looks like it's right over the airport. Couple near Millbrook, and most of the activity down near Dothan and southwest towards Greenville. Let's get the forecast from Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
All this heat and humidity will continue to be the breeding ground for more showers and thunderstorms for the next several hours until they die out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 77. Good luck. We need the rain. Tomorrow, more scattered storms will be around. High temperature in the middle 90s. Then the storms will be in greater supply Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And a lot of that has to do with an approaching front, plus a tropical system into the Gulf of Mexico, which could become a tropical depression or a tropical storm by about Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be watching the future movement of that very closely, and you can stay on top of the weather developments on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We were talking about studio sessions and drums, and it got me to thinking about this, which is one of my favorites, because it not only tells a great story about fake news and dirty laundry, but I love the way they made the newsroom sound effect in this song. Listen. The old days of teletype. And 10 bells. it does sell. But we don't have time to talk about dirty laundry right now. We got to talk about money with Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
I think I'm okay. You know, I'll tell you, the heat indexes were up in the 105 range today. That was a little tough, but there are people with real problems, so we're just staying cool and having a little fun today. Interesting market day, a little up on the Standard & Poor's, the Dow, which is a nominal loss. What is the prevailing situation right now that's driving the market trend?
Yeah, well, it's not surprising. I mean, basically, we closed flat today. Yesterday, when we ended the little segment we were talking about, I was saying, hey, man, the story this week really is going to be the Fed. And that's tomorrow. You know, Jay Powell, Fed Chairman Powell, is going to go before Congress in congressional hearings and giving his update on what the Federal Reserve is doing and why. He'll be grilled by both Democrats and Republicans, who will have their own sort of political slant on things, grilling him with questions on Fed policy. And I'm sure that, you know, you'll have some Democrats that will try to, you know, tuck away some questions in there that have nothing to do with Fed monetary policy.
Right.
Strictly designed to. So we'll expect to hear some of that kind of baloney, too. But at the end of the day, this is a much anticipated deal, and so the market really wasn't going to do anything today. The Fed, in their last meeting, they did nothing on the federal funds rate. Then in their open session, when they had their little conference, a press conference, they took Q&A from a number of people, and Fed Chairman Powell said, there's a decent chance that we're going to cut interest rates, but we will be accommodative to markets if we need to be. We've got enough powder, fresh powder to do that. But then, as we talked about yesterday, we've gotten a couple of other data points that were pretty strong, most notably the jobs number last Friday. And that kind of got the market a little bit anxious because, hey, you know, fundamentally, that's a good story to tell, U.S. domestic, but then we've got all this other issues going on that are really concerning, and they want to see a more dovish tone out of the Fed, which means lower interest rates. And so everyone is going to be glued to the sets, the TV tomorrow, to hear what he has to say, and looking for any sort of nugget that'll come out that might tip his hand, so to speak, on what the Fed is going to do in this July meeting. And I'll tell you what a big deal this is. You know, the vast majority of the market out there, when you look at the major predictions that most economists have made,
right,
vast majority of the market is expecting a full 1 percentage point cut.
Wow.
In the federal funds rate this year. That's 4 Fed cuts of 0.25 point in a row.
Wow.
That's huge. And so the reason I say that is because the stock market has priced that in. The stock market has priced that in right now.
Uh-huh.
And so if Chairman Powell intimates in any way or gives any sort of indication, if you will, that he's not going to cut the federal funds rate in July, that would be disappointing for the market. You would see the market go down, and you will see President Trump excoriate the man in Twitter with tweets galore. And so that's the story. And that is the big story for this week, and I think it's a worthwhile story. It's certainly one we're going to be monitoring very closely all day tomorrow. As a matter of fact,
well,
I'll tell you how serious it is for me. I've only got one meeting scheduled for tomorrow, just so I can tune in.
Wow! So by the time we talk tomorrow, this will be known.
Absolutely.
And secondly, I know you are well networked with names that we hear and see in the national news and the world of money. And with your ear to the rail, so to speak, what train are they saying is coming down the tracks? I'm not asking you to make a prediction. What's the best information you've been able to get till this point? What are they expecting?
So Larry Kudlow, has been saying for some time, and he was even interviewed again this morning early on CNBC. He's been saying for some time, that the Fed overshot, that they really didn't need to raise rates, particularly that last time in December, certainly not in that October meeting either. And he says, you know, the Fed would be wise to bring the federal funds rate down at least once or twice just to buy some insurance in case they're wrong. And that seems to be the tone of what a lot of people are saying, you know, that because let's think of it this way. The Fed chairman does not need to go before Congress and say, we made a mistake raising interest rates two times too many at the end of 18, and we're the ones responsible for a global credit meltdown in Europe, particularly, and we're the ones responsible for the huge sell-off in the stock market in the fourth quarter of last year. And so we think we probably need to correct that mistake. That's not what they're going to do, but that's what happened. And so what he needs to do is cleverly send the signal to the market that he is going to correct the mistake, even though he's not going to admit it. And he needs to also send the correct signal to Congress that they're doing their job and they're doing what he was appointed to do, and that he is being mindful of inflation and mindful of full employment and all of those good and wonderful things. And then he's got to duck and dodge the bullets that are all sort of grounded in political, you know, theater, if you will. And that's what he's got to do tomorrow, and that's what most people think he's going to do. I know Kudlow believes that, and most of the people I talk to, who I think a lot of, also believe that. And so I think that what's going to happen is this is going to go away quickly. It'll be a non-event by the time tomorrow is over with. I think the market will breathe a sigh of relief that they're going to get at least one, maybe two rate cuts. And then we're off to the races for second quarter earnings, which are going to get underway quickly next week. And we're going to start to see an onslaught of them. And everyone's going to really want to see what those numbers look like. Because if corporate America, particularly U.S. multinational, delivers in line with expectations or even above expectations, then I think the market breaks out to new highs. And it probably not going to stop. It will probably run pretty hard into the late third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter.
I was just looking at my Twitter feed, and while it's not earth-shaking, it's still good news. We saw that amazing jobs report last Friday that Qatar has ordered five Boeing 777 freighters, and this is going to produce yet another big cluster of jobs, you know, for Boeing. And the leader of that country, and I'm not saying I'm a big fan of the way they do things there, but they say, we trust the economy in the United States. That's kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting. First of all, two things I would say about that. I think a lot of countries say that, you know, for obvious reasons. I mean, the dollar has been a good safe haven place to be, especially when against the backdrop very, very uncertain economic situations in Europe and in the Middle East, certainly also in China. But then secondly, you know, Qatar has played ball with the White House. So have the Saudis. And it's probably in their political interest to go that way, if I had to guess.
Well, we're looking forward to tomorrow, same time, same station. This man will give us the scoop in whatever occurs during the day with the interest rate situation and analyze it for us. But he's also there available for you as an individual to help you build towards a financial future. And it starts just by getting into the routine of setting aside money on a regular basis and letting it accumulate. You set it aside, forget it's there. And save towards any number of different things. Your kids' education, your first home, your retirement. Having that nest egg there add something to your life called security, and it's a great thing. Let McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management help you start building your nest egg towards your future goals by calling 387-0094 and have a chat. And they'll ask questions about you. It's really about you. Where do you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and so forth? And start establishing goals and become managerial about your money. 387-0094 for McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yep. Absolutely. It should be fun.
Thank you, my friend.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott, who will have random facts for us tomorrow morning. Right around 7:15, we get started. That's followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. Don't miss it. 5:22, news and traffic.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama State Board of Education met today. One of the key items, inappropriate teacher-student behavior using social media. A training program rolled out this summer to prevent inappropriate teacher-student relationships. Training videos were made to help teachers understand what is appropriate and what's not. Montgomery police are investigating an early morning shooting. Crews responded to a shooting in the 4100 block of Lone Oak Drive. Two men were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made so far. If you have any information on this shooting, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police have arrested three teenagers on burglary and theft charges. They say the 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered at this time. All three suspects are being held in the Montgomery County Juvenile Detention Facility. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 5 o'clock hour, and people are rolling slow on the interstate this afternoon. We have several problems on I-65 southbound. There is a jackknifed semi right at the Millbrook exit, the Highway 143 exit. That's right at the 177-mile marker, so be careful if you're headed that way. If you're on I-85, around the interchange is just completely jammed up. It looks like we have accidents on both sides of the interstate, and the traffic there is just really at a crawl. In fact, if you are headed south on I-85, you're going to slow down between Perry Hill and Ann Street, and it's going to be slow all the way out to the interchange. We also see lots of traffic on the boulevard this afternoon. Please be careful around the major intersections. And if you are on the Atlanta Highway, there's a big mess for you there, too. Just be careful if you're headed out of the downtown area towards the east side. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP. And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts. And yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The story of the Jim Beam fire.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
There was a big old fire out at Jim Beam. Ruined all the precious alcohol.
What are we gonna do now?
Could have got so drunk on 40,000 barrels.
I like to party.
There was a he's gone. Oh, blazing booze and exploded whiskey.
Story I've ever heard.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Of course, the Epstein story continues to become a focal point of the news, but there's more information coming out. And this just in from Gateway Pundit, which is a very respected D.C. website. Pilot logs reveal almost every time Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's Lolita Express, there were underage girls on that plane. Maybe Hillary can write a book called What Happened, you know, to explain how that's possible. And the woman that's bringing this to light, Conchita Sarnoff, is the woman who was on the clip we played earlier, who's been following this story basically for 10 years. Said almost every time the Clinton was on the plane, via the pilot logs, there were underage girls on that plane. She says, I know from the pilot logs and these pilot logs that were written by different pilots at different times that Clinton went, he was a guest of Epstein 27 times. But nothing happened. Many times Clinton had a Secret Service with him, and many he did not. Almost every time Clinton's name is on the pilot log, there are underage girls. She said Bill Clinton is lying about his limited contact with Jeffrey Epstein. But why would that be breaking news? The man who lied to all of America. This, in a bigger sense, in a more of a world view, is also, there's a lot of speculation about who else is going to go down in this mess, because there are many prominent names connected to Mr. Epstein. And I think I heard it on Dan's show. One of the callers said they're running out of disposable diapers in the D.C. area because there's a lot of people who are going, oh, crap, I thought we had this one good and buried, and now it's all coming out. And I have to tell you, this afternoon we've had a guest in the studio who's here to observe. Her name is Izzy. She's 16 years old. And the idea that these powerful men, uber-wealthy men, could coerce someone your age into a plane and to go to this island and God knows what, I mean, that just, that makes me sick. I mean, just like what there is, the depth of perversion here is incalculable, and also so open about it. It's almost like, I mean, 27 times, Bill Clinton. Are you serious?
I didn't. Nothing happened. I didn't know anything about this stuff.
Wow. It just this could be the great gift of Donald Trump, that a lot of this BS is going to end up getting exposed. Kamala Harris basically admitted that she's mentally unstable. Did you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she made a case for disqualifying her as a candidate for president by claiming she is mentally unstable and does not have the mental capacity to hold the office. Quote, California Democrat senator and 2020 presidential hopeful Kamala Harris gave a speech to the Human Rights Campaign in L.A. Saturday night. During a remark, she whined about needing therapy because of Donald Trump. This sickness, Trump's presidency has caused a lot of us to go through individual and group therapy. It has caused a lot of us to feel a bit of despair, depression, anxiety, and fear. And the question that comes to mind is,
why is that?
What has he done? Has he restored slavery? Has the economy not prospered? Has he not looked out for America? What is your problem? Because you got nothing to run on. Who is the lucky stiff? Unless something catastrophic. Who is the lucky stiff that's going to get to run against a roaring economy? People's lives getting better. By the way, one other interesting little tidbit in the news today. On the census question, over two-thirds of the country supports the citizenship question on the census, and well over 50% of so-called Hispanics, and I use the term so-called because they're trying to do with Hispanic folks what they've done with black folks over the years, lump them into one big group. Nobody's different. Nobody's allowed to think differently from what the Democrats look at what we've done for you. And you can't do that because the Hispanics that came here legally went through the system. Asylum, living on that imprisoned island, is JFK called Cuba, and doing a makeshift boat out of an old car, hoping you can navigate the Florida Straits to get close enough to Miami where you can signal for help and say, we're from Cuba and we're seeking asylum. That's legitimate. But all these well-fed and well-dressed people who are walking from the southern Mexican border to the northern Mexican border with us, say, I'm here for asylum. No, you're not. Stop it. Just cut the crap. Let's plug that hole. Let's talk to East of the Rockies at 534.
Hey, good afternoon, Joey, Izzy, Greg. Look, I had this bad dream that I woke up one day and started writing songs that had been recorded by Nickelback, but nobody knew what Nickelback was. is that something that is viable, or did I hear that out of the corner of my ear?
Well, it just so happens that we have something on that very topic here today. Would you like to hear that at the end of the break?
I would indeed. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, East. We appreciate the fact that you are such an astute listener.
I'm astute. Yes, sir.
Take care, my friend. Andrew, the Raider King.
How you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
Dude, I am loving life right now. The economy is kicking. Everything's great. We have some obstacles trying to change the tune. But I'll tell you what. I think the American people have been watching them throw a hissy fit since the night of the election in 2016.
Baby.
And I think they're worn out. And they're just like going, you know what? They just keep complaining. It's all orange man bad.
Yeah.
And they're convincing more and more of their own constituents to come over to our side.
Really?
Because we're reasonable.
Well, when you take a step back from all this hysteria, really, this is about putting principles above percentages. You know, I was never a fan of The Apprentice. I respected Donald Trump and what he did and what he accomplished. But I want a president that's going to look out for our country. And I said this to my daughter many times, and I've said it on the air many times, that in my life I would love to relive a period like the 80s. Where the economy was thriving because we got that asshat Jimmy Carter out and Ronald Reagan came in and cut taxes, deregulated, and things took off. Everybody had money. Anybody that had money.
But back then, we had a Speaker of the House who was a reasonable human being, unlike what we've got today.
No, we've got
say what you want to about Tip O'Neill being the consummate politician. He could make deals happen.
That's right. And I'll never forget after he retired, Tip O'Neill. You remember the luggage commercial with him?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. He had a sense of humor. There's none of that now. This collection of mental patients.
It's terrible. But I'll tell you what. I think even if we just have a stable economy, which right now it's roaring, but I'm just assuming it's going to slow down at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how economies work. But I think even then, I think they've lost the fight. I mean, they basically told Americans, yes. We're going to keep fining you because we want Obamacare, which fines you for not having health care, but we're going to give it to people who shouldn't even be here.
Right, exactly.
Free health care.
So go ahead. You run on that. Crash the economy. Give our taxes to people that aren't citizens. That's a winning formula. Stay with that, please, Democrats. You'll do real well in 2020.
That's all I'm asking for. But, hey, man, you have a good one. Take care of Joey for me, and I'll talk to you kids later.
I am Joey's guardian angel who isn't dead. That's a different way to put it, isn't it?
You're freaking me out, Craig.
Let's see. I got a text from my buddy Ray Ray who says, I-65 southbound is a parking lot. And that's what that jackknifed truck southbound at the Millbrook, the second Millbrook exit. So we'll get back down with Mr. Balaki here in just a minute. Now, we saw heat indexes today in the 105 degree range. How do you fight that? You got to keep your AC running, but how do you keep your bills to something reasonable? I can tell you that answer in one word. Masterfoam. This is spray insulation that does, and again, I don't want to oversimplify it, but you all know that a styrofoam cup keeps whatever is in it hot or cold because of its insulation properties. I hate plastic cups. They are a waste. You can get a fountain soda in a plastic cup and it becomes a watery lagoon in minutes in this kind of weather. Styrofoam protects. Now, Masterfoam, they come to your house if you have an existing home and they re-insulate and seal so that the heat stays on the outside where it belongs. It'll lower your attic temperature by about 30, 40, even 50 degrees in some cases. That means your AC unit doesn't have to work as hard to keep your house comfortable. And that means lowered electric costs. And it also means that AC unit is going to last a lot longer because it's not going to have to work nearly as hard. And the same principle applies when the weather is cold. It keeps the weather where it's supposed to be, outside your house. But if all you have is a conventional roof and that stuff you roll into the grooves of your attic, you don't have true insulation. And that's what Masterfoam provides. If you're building or planning on building a house, you must consider Masterfoam so you can insulate the entire house and save even more. But for an existing home, you can knock about a third off your monthly electric costs. If that gets you interested, then pick up the phone and call 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, and talk to Wade Cannon. At least have them out to give an estimate on your house and doing real insulation with Masterfoam. If you'd like to learn more online, go to masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. Now, down to Mr. Balaki, and he's got a lot to tell you at 540.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and if you are on either of the interstates, you wish you were somewhere else, don't you? We have big problems on both I-85 and on I-65. On I-85, there is an accident near the Union Street exit on the southbound side of 85. It has traffic backed up almost to Perry Hill Road at this point, so be careful. Avoid that area if you can. There is a little hang-up between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on the northbound side. Now, I-65 has its issues as well. On southbound 65, right around the 177 mile marker, that's near Highway 143, there is a jackknifed semi, and it is blocking traffic southbound. One lane is open, but be very careful as you pass through there. If you're on the Boulevard, everything is busy, just as you would expect this time of the day. Be careful around the intersections. The 31s look pretty good this afternoon. We have a little hang up around the River Bridge going towards Prattville and the River Bridge headed towards Wetumpka. Let's be careful and be safe this afternoon. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault?
Get the Tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This just in from, always remember to turn your mic on, Izzy, when you're on the radio. That's lesson one. When you want to talk and be heard, you must turn the mic on. Right, Joey?
Yes.
I just got a note from Rich Thomas. Today is the hottest day of 2019 so far. Are you ready for this? Our high today? Take a guess.
98.
Izzy?
100.
100!
Yeah!
Izzy got it. How about that? Unfortunately, we have nothing to give you for your brilliance, but the heat index today was 110. However, was that the record high for this date?
No.
No, the record high was 106 in 1881 before we had climate change. Amazing, isn't it? And now with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
All this heat and humidity will continue to be the breeding ground for more showers and thunderstorms for the next several hours until they die out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 77. Good luck. We need the rain. Tomorrow, more scattered storms will be around. High temperature in the middle 90s. Then the storms will be in greater supply Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And a lot of that has to do with an approaching front plus a tropical system into the Gulf of Mexico, which could become a tropical depression or a tropical storm by about Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be watching the future movement of that very closely, and you can stay on top of the weather developments on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the makers of Yesterday comes a terrifying twist on this new movie premise. A struggling musician discovers he's the only person on the planet to remember a certain musical group.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Oh my God, that's a horrible song. Did you just come up with that?
Nah, it's Nickelback.
What the hell is a Nickelback?
In theaters now, Rockstar, a film about the one human on Earth who remembers the music of Chad Kroeger, and that's one human too many.
Don't you remember this song?
Oh, oh, I wanna be a rock star.
You're never gonna be a rock star playing that crap.
Rockstar, coming soon to a theater near you.
Look at this photograph.
Yeah, stop at 546, News Talk 93.1 FM. If you look at the sky, you'll notice it's much darker to the south and west.
Because on Nakano, you want to know why?
Because that's where the thunderstorms and stuff are at the moment. That's on Nakano, you want to know why. Which makes me want to hear this genius with his theory on all these tornadoes.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That's it.
Now, I emailed you Billy Preston the other day, Greg.
Yes.
Did you put in the system?
I was just checking to see if I remembered to do that, and apparently I didn't. But it's still in my inbox, so it'll make it in there. I'm going to assume that you invited Analog Rain Gauge Boy 84 to be on your show.
Yes, Southern Wood is going to be on the program tonight. It's been a while, actually.
It has.
You've been busy. Is it hot out there or something? People's, you know.
Little warm.
Heating and cooling units crapping out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. We did get a little shower yesterday. Actually got two.
You had
one early and got one late.
Yesterday, you know, it was really interesting.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
The storms would come from north to south. And as soon as they crossed over 85, probably because all of that hot asphalt, they mushroomed up and then moved south. So Rich got a lot of rain. He's 4 miles as the crow flies from where I live. Yeah. I didn't get a drop. I didn't get nothing. And you got, what, 6/10, 8/10 of an inch?
Yeah, we got 6/10. But fortunately, in Pentlala, we don't have any roundabouts. So we didn't have no tornadoes.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because you're common sense people down there, and you don't do them traffic circles.
When did you start using the phrase, as the crow flies?
It's been around a while, hasn't it?
No, it has. It's just, I've never heard you use that before. You could have just said, you know, he's like 4 miles away. But no, as the crow flies, because I'm sure you're very familiar with birds.
I want you to look at me as a big gold mine.
Yeah.
And there are still nuggets in there.
Nuggets of wisdom.
That I still haven't pulled out yet.
I think what it is, Joey, he's turning into a grandpa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Peepaw, I think, is what they call it. Easy.
No, and it's kind of like Moses. He repeats himself a lot and like the same stories.
What?
No, you're like Moses.
What story do I
repeat?
You're
helping to lead me into the promised land.
It was the Werther's Originals is what tipped off for me.
Yeah, I smell like butterscotch and cigarettes. This is young Izzy here, who I think has a very bright and promising career. And she's... You know what? You really should sidekick with Joey. Answer the phones, do that kind of stuff. It's a good experience.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, and I'm happy to have somebody answer the phones. I'm not going to make you do that if you don't want to, Izzy.
No, it's fine.
If you want to talk about, you know, music and stuff, sure.
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to make you work for me. Unless you want to.
It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
I live in a world of suggestions. Anyhow, one suggestion I will make, and we have one more update coming from Mr. Balaki downstairs, is to not get on I-65 southbound from Prattville or Millbrook, because there is a jackknife truck in the middle, and that's going to take a while to clear.
Or 85 southbound.
Oh, 85 southbound, too?
From what I understand, it's backed up as far as you can see, coming over the bridge on Pear Hill Road, all the way to the interchange.
Well, what caused that?
Because of this, apparently the same deal.
Oh, man.
The interchange has got it messed up that bad.
Wow. That's, I was outside my... seeing if my car was still there, and it was, I didn't notice that southbound 85 had slowed down. It is 5:50. Who's watching the All-Star baseball game tonight?
Anybody?
Hey, if you want to watch it and enjoy great food, try Baumhauer's. By the way, we have a countdown to kickoff contest that's coming Monday.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And you'll have a chance to win something really cool from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We will be there tomorrow.
The place is awesome, man.
It is.
I went the other day. I don't get to go on Wednesday nights anymore, but I went on Saturday with my grandfather a few months ago and got the Hangover Burger.
Oh, God.
That thing is glorious.
Fresh
slice of avocado and a fried egg on top with the bacon and cheese.
And you know what the best part about that is? Me and Mrs. Britterbuttle are doing keto, and you don't need the bun to enjoy that burger in all its glory.
It has a nice blend. Great blend.
I am flattening down.
I mean, yeah, you are, Greg. First thing I noticed when I walked in.
Well, ever since Ryan Stennis said round is a shape one morning on TV, it stung a little bit. But no, it does work. And you know what? I have had no trouble. I haven't had a slice of bread or a bun of any kind, and haven't missed it. Haven't missed it at all. And you can eat, you know, at least if you do keto, you can eat a lot of good stuff. A grilled sausage. I made a big old pulled sausage yesterday on the grill. It was awesome. Burned it just enough to be delicious. You can eat pork rinds on keto.
I mean, I lost like 30 pounds alternating steak, salmon fillets, and rotisserie chicken. And those were the three. I just rotate them.
When did you need to lose weight?
I was like 200 pounds, like 195 something.
Well, this is before
this
I...
This was like 2 years ago. It goes
to my...
You seen
that picture down there?
Yeah, it goes to my face and my gut. It doesn't go anywhere else, and then I lost about 30. I'm now back up to like 185, but that's
muscle, brother. That's right, brother. Mm-hmm. It's all muscle. It is 5:53. What do you guys expect to be chatting about this interesting little Epstein?
I talked about that at length too much last night. I really did. It's such an icky topic. I don't want to address
it
again.
It's gross.
I got into the idea of naming that plane Lolita Express. So I got into the novel Lolita by Nabokov, and
he's one of my favorite authors.
Yeah,
read a lot of Nabokov.
It's a brilliant novel, not because it celebrates that. It puts you in it disgusts you on purpose. It's amazing. I put the book down at page like 183, and I read Nabokov's coverage of his own book after that. And he goes, most people put the book down at about 180 something because you get so disgusted with this guy. It's from the point of view of the pedophile. And you get so disgusted with his rationale that you're like, oh, my goodness.
You know, as David Blackman pointed out, they are trying damn hard to normalize that, and they are not going to win that. They are not going to succeed. Most normal, rational adults are not going to look at that as acceptable. So, in my opinion, they're wasting their time. And if let the Democrats embrace it. It's going to hurt them at the ballot box. One last word here for our friends at Lewis Lawn. I mentioned earlier they are looking for counter help in the parts department. They just need somebody who is people-friendly, good with numbers, with a little computer experience, and willing to learn. I can't think of a better group of people to work with than the Lewises. They're just rock-solid, good-hearted folks. You work hard for them, you will be well-rewarded. They also have some great incentives from Exmark, an excellent branded mowers, called the Triple Play, up to $1,000 off select Exmark mowers through the end of July. 0% financing with no payments until April of next year. Buy now and warranty will restart in April 2020. It's like 10 extra months of warranty coverage. It's the Triple Play by Exmark. So if you're looking for a great mower, how can you look past a deal like that with up to $1,000 off, 0% financing, no payments till April of next year, and they renew the warranty from the start in April of 2020? That's at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. They're open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you're interested, stop by 1135 Northeastern Bypass to ask about the job, to fill out an app. And, of course, if you're looking for something, it can also get serviced at Lewis Lawn. Fantastic people. All right, Joey Clark, Radio Hours next. Izzy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
No, it was wonderful to have your cheery presence. I think I behaved better today, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the language.
Yeah.
I don't think I said bitch the whole afternoon.
Wow!
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we are rolling slow if you're on the interstates. Please be careful on I-85. There is an accident near the Union Street exit, and it has southbound traffic on 85 backed up all the way to Perry Hill Road at this point. If you're on I-65 southbound, we have a jackknife semi right around the 143 exit. That's at the 177-mile marker, and it has traffic really backed up there, so be careful if you're in that area. If you're on the boulevard, things are moving along pretty well for this time of the day. We still have some delays around the traffic lights, but other than that, everything's rolling along pretty smooth, and we don't see a lot of problems on the 31s. We do have an accident in Prattville. It's on Cobbs Ford Road right in front of Applebee's, so use care in that area. At the Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, look for the gold tag and immediately save $1,000 on that vehicle. They're fully stocked with a great selection of whatever you want to drive. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC.